Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, everyone. Music you're hearing is being played by Tony Salvatore. Great musician. Great man. Today's guest is a very special one. Yes, I'm very pleased to have him. Oh, what can you say about this man? A lot. He's very prolific. He's done so much. He's a radio personality, and, well, I think enough we am. I'm going to introduce him in a short minute. I'll waste the music. Stop meanwhile. Oh, thank you. All the guests are tuning. Oh, wow. Chat room is lighting up. Thank you, chat room. All right, let me intro this guest without the music because he is such a big personality. I need to do that. Jackie Martling, or Jackie the Joke Man Martling. I would describe him as the comedian's comedian. He's written, performed, he's a headliner. He's written for so many celebrities I can't even name. Jackie is also a writer, a songwriter, an author, an actor. He's written so many books. He has so many CDs. He's got a new one coming out. And if you're in the area this Saturday, July 31st, Jackie the Joke Man Martling will be performing at The Shell in Trump Marina in Atlantic City. This is a big show at 8 p.m. Go to www.jokeland.com for more information. But meanwhile, I think we have him on the line, and I'm going to check and see if we can get started. But let me give you a little taste of Jackie first.
Your wife's barking at the front door, and your dog's barking at the back door. Who do you let in? The dog, because he stops barking after you let him in.
Let me try that again. And now a little of the music of Jackie Martling.
If you can, give me everything. Please don't give me anything. If you don't think that I'm the one, please don't use me for your fun. Cause if I can't give you all of me, there's places that I'd rather be. Like walking, thinking thoughts of you, dreaming of the things I'd do if you were mine. Sometimes at night I walk alone, so I don't have to hear the phone. It just sits and it never rings. Loneliness is all it brings. But I could rip it from the wall and never take another call if you were mine. I know it's just not right, but I wish with all my might this streak of blue would end one night. You'd be holding me so tight. Wouldn't that be a happy end? You my lover, not just a friend. If I could call you mine. It's so easy for a lonely girl to give her heart away, but so hard for a girl in love to stop and start another day. So please hear me when I say I'm just not here to play. And if I can't have all of you, please make me go away. There's places I would rather be. Like wishing for you, hoping for you, talking of you, longing for you, thinking of you and dreaming of you till the end of time. finally mine.
Hey, Jackie, are you there?
I am here.
I just don't know how long the song goes on, but I love it. It's fantastic. Jackie, you know, when you see you, Jackie Martling, you just don't realize what an incredible talent you are. I mean, you sing, you whistle, you play the guitar. you just don't tell jokes. You're jokes plus.
Is the song still playing?
Is this Betty? What song am I playing?
That's called Betty's Tune. That's a song from a musical I started many years ago called Archie. I was actually writing a musical about Archie and Betty and Veronica, and that was Betty singing to Archie. It's meant for a girl to sing. It's a girl's point of view. And after Archie, you know, Archie loved Betty and Veronica, and Betty was blue-collar, and Veronica was very wealthy, and Betty was crazy for Archie, and Veronica could take him or leave him. So every time Veronica whistled, Archie went running and left Betty in the lurch, and that was Betty singing after Archie ran away to Veronica for the 100,000th time, and, you know, saying, you know, love me or leave me, you know, make up your mind, you know. And I love that comic, and I that's probably the nicest love song I ever wrote.
Well, you've written a lot of funny songs, too. You're just, I don't know if I can tell my audience how incredibly prolific you are as a comedian.
Well, you know, it's like Steve Allen, Nance. I mean, you know.
Yes, that's true.
I've written 10 million songs, but, you know, name one, you know.
I can name one, but I can't sing it on my show. The one that stays in my head.
Yeah, the one that everybody knows.
Yes.
Know.
Yes, that one. I'm smoking blank. Yes. I've got my blank, and I'm thinking
right,
about you.
Right.
And I got to tell you, congratulations, Jackie. I don't know if you got my email. You were named one of today's picks on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's very sweet. I don't know that much about Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you were chosen. Let me tell you, you were chosen out of thousands of submissions. So just
oh, that's
so you know.
I had conversations with them long ago when they first started. I forget who I was involved in talking to, but I couldn't do it. But it was.
Well, you had a fan, actually, who called me. They called me directly this morning from the radio station. They said,
wow.
Oh, let us know. We love him. You're a big – you don't even know what a big hit you are on BTR Radio. And the show didn't even start, and his name was Phil. He used to write for the New York Post.
Wow.
Phil Rescia?
What's his – I know who you're talking about. I know who you're
he
talking
knows
about.
He knows you. He loves you. And he said he wanted – he had a – oh, my – Jackie, my – you are my chat room is so full, I can't even tell you how many guests people are on there.
Oh,
they're waving
sweet.
At you. They're saying hello. Oh, my gosh. Jackie's very funny. Oh, you have so many fans on here. Wow. It's pumped up. Well, if you're a fan of Jackie's, be sure this Saturday, July 31st, to see Jackie at the Shell at Trump Marina in Atlantic City, 8 p.m. Go to www.jokeland.com to get more info. That and his new CD's out, Snark. But, Jackie, you're so prolific. You've written for so many celebrities like Rodney Dangerfield. You've written for the Friars Roast. You've written, of course, you were the voices and the comedy behind the Howard Stern Show.
I had something to do with that. Yeah, that was
yes.
Wow. You
so
know,
it's amazing what you do. Plus, you have 2 one-man shows that people don't know about. And they should.
Well, you know, thanks a lot to you. Your encouragement is wonderful. I mean, everybody's great to me. You know, like I just did a spot with the Stern News 100 to promote the show this weekend at Trump Marina.
That's right,
I was on
your radio show.
No, no. I mean, yeah. I spoke to Steve Langford on the phone for Stern News 100, and I was on the Jim Kerr Morning Show this morning.
Wow.
Maria Melito is going to mention it on her show on Q104, and Ken Dasha is going to mention it on Q104. I'm doing a phoner with Danny Bonaducci from YSP in Philadelphia tomorrow. I'm going on Opie and Anthony on Friday. I mean, everybody, I get along
with
everybody. I love it. Well, and they all help me, and the show will sell out.
It's going to be a great show, right? This is at the Tropicana?
Yeah, at Trump Marina.
Trump Marina.
The room is called The Shell, and it's a perfect little comedy club. It's like 700 seats, and it's a perfect box with a great sound system. I've been there about 10 times, and it's always just killer.
Yeah, you don't have to gamble to go. You could just go for the show and some food.
That's all. It's that simple.
Just to get some drinks and a show. And you're doing a special show now. Is there a name to the show, or this is just going to be you?
No, yeah, it's just me, just Jackie telling his jokes for an hour and then playing Stump the Joke Man for an hour, and it's just great fun, you know. I mean, my live shows are always fun. They're always different because Stump the Joke Man is always different, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, look, we already have a call-in. Let's see who this is. Okay. Hello? Let's see. Hello, you're on the air. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're super far away. Are you on speakerphone, sir? I have no idea who that is.
I think he's calling from the shell in Trump Marina.
I think he's calling from the shower at Trump Marina. Let me try his other one and see if I can get it. I can barely hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
Anthony, who's the guest today?
He's saying, who's the guest?
Who's the guest? Oh, it's Jackie Martling.
Who's that?
It must be a friend of yours.
Yeah, this is, you know. Expect plenty of these.
I think, you've got some, everyone. Hi, Lone Wolf. Welcome, Jackie Martling. Wow. Sorry about the cats. Lone Wolf, I assume you're Native American, Lone Wolf. You've got everybody here. You've got Betty Jo Tucker's on. Hi, Betty Jo. You've got a whole bunch of other, oh, my gosh, Jackie, you've got radio shows listening to you.
Oh, that's fun.
This is so. Well, I hope you're all in Atlantic City and can go check him out, okay, at the Shell at Trump Marina.
Well, you know,
thanks
to you, I'm going to get this one-man show going again. You know, the guys that I played with, when I did it at Iridium, where Les Paul played until his demise, but the Les Paul trio still plays without Les, and they back up anybody who's coming through town.
Jackie, I think this is a phenomenal show, and I would not tell you that. And I've worked on, as you know, numerous hit shows, and I just think it's one of the best things I've seen. I would see your show again and again. It's
well,
so good.
You know, Frank Vignola is like a world-class guitar player, and he did my music CD with me, and he did the show at Iridium. And Iridium is down, for you people that don't know, 51st and Broadway is Ellen Stardust Diner, which is a famous spot in New York City, and below is Iridium, which is Iridium Jazz Club, and Frank Vignola and those guys, I met them with Les Paul, and that's where I did my one-man show, Jokeland on Broadway, and Frank Vignola and Vinnie Raniolo, damn Italian names, and Gary Mazzaropi, they play around the world. They have played everywhere. They're always on tour, and they all say that doing my one-man show is the most fun they ever had because they're standing there playing their jazz and playing my great song, my crazy songs.
Yes.
And then in between the songs, I'm telling stories and telling jokes, so I'm entertaining them. And, you know, they just...
It's a great show, but for those of you who don't know, it's more than just a show. It's music, his music, it's jokes, his standardized jokes there, which I'll throw in every now and then, that make it more. But, Jackie, again, we have another caller. Let's see.
Okay.
It's the 412 area code. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you, Jackie?
Hey, man.
Who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Easy Rider from the chat room. How you doing?
Oh,
hey, Easy Rider.
Hi, everybody in the chat room.
Hey, back at you.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is I want to ask a question. When you're working at a Trump place, are you making jokes about Donald Trump?
No, I just tell dirty jokes. I tell jokes one after the other. You know, I mean, I'm sure I take a shot at Trump here and there, but it's got nothing to do with, you know, I don't do gambling jokes and Atlantic City jokes. And
You're not afraid to take a shot at Donald Trump then, like, you know, what a joke.
Oh, here. It's not because I'm not afraid of him.
But
no,
you know what? He's not that kind of comedian, Easy Rider.
Okay,
he's not.
Okay.
that kind that you're thinking of. He's not a Lisa Lampanelli or Jackie tells jokes that you forgot how funny were, and Jackie just makes them funny all over again. I mean, plus his original jokes. So he doesn't really use people as his fodder.
I attack everything, but nobody in particular, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's not afraid. No, you're talking to a man who has traveled and had beer bottles thrown at him on stage. So.
That's good. Stand up to Trump. I was going to ask you, where can I see you at on the Internet?
One thing I didn't do is I should have given you the link, Nancy, to my acting reel. It's kind of fun.
Can you get to it by jokeland.com?
Yes. You know, it's on there somewhere, but I put it up so you know when you keep putting
yes,
it on your blog, they get lost. But I did a film where I made out where I actually French kissed Florence Henderson, and that's called Venus in Vegas. And I think that DVD might be for sale, and the trailer might be up. And the trailer, I think I'm in the trailer kissing Florence Henderson. It's called Venus and Vegas, and it's ampersand. You know, instead of the word and, it's Venus, ampersand, Vegas. Venus in Vegas. And I just did a movie called White Irish Drinkers that's going to be in the Toronto Film Festival.
Wow, Jackie, you didn't give me this info.
Well, there was so much to tell you.
We'll talk after the show. We're going to revamp your bio.
And I just got a role in a movie called The Big Fight that we're filming in September, and I have a meeting at 5 o'clock today. Elias Plagiano is an up-and-coming director, and he loves me. So all these young guys, they listened to The Stern Show growing up, and now they know me, and they know I can act, and they're all
I think once you start doing your one-man show, people will like that a lot. And Easy Rider, you can also go to
jokeland.com. Easy Rider, let me tell you something. Anybody that's listening, if you have questions like this, all you have to do is email me, jokeland@aol.com. I'll personally answer you. I'll give you the link to my acting reel because I've done some fun stuff. Oh, I was also in the movie The Aristocrats.
You were great.
That's not really acting. That was just, commenting on the jokes. But it's the same thing. And I've done a bunch of movies. You know, I was in The Rules for Men, and I was in,
you're prolific.
Potluck. I was in a great movie called Potluck, and everybody was in that movie, Sylvia Miles and
Frank Easy Rider, I'm going to move on. We have another caller. Thank you, Easy Rider, and check him out at jokeland.com.
Sure. Wait, let me say one thing to the people who are listening, because I saw
people
in the chat room said, what's this one-man show with other people? Well, it's a one-man show because it's me telling my jokes, playing my songs, and telling my stories, but there's a jazz trio that backs me up on the songs. That's the confusion. So it's not a one-man show. It's not just me on stage, but it's me on stage carrying the ball.
It's a one-man story.
Yeah. One-man show with a backup band.
Yeah, I could see it going to Broadway. We have another call, but I don't know what this number is. Hello? You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Yeah, there's a good connection.
What have you been up to for the last 15 years or so? Jackie?
Who's
yes,
calling?
Sir?
What's your name, sir?
It's Rusty.
It's
Can Rusty. You hear me? Hello, Jackie, where you been?
I think you have, sir, turn down your computer sound because you're getting feedback.
This is just some guy busting balls.
I know. Next. So let me see, ask if anybody questions. So what are you going to be doing in the show at the Trump Marina in Atlantic City this Saturday?
The show is an hour of dirty jokes and then Stump the Joke Man, where I take the girls come on stage and the guys stand up in place and they try and stump me with a two-line joke. They give me the first line of a two-line joke and I give them the answer. Like not a long joke, but like a two-line joke. Like, you know, how do you get a fat girl in bed? Piece of cake. That's my favorite joke.
Are you looking at the chat room, Jackie? I don't know if you can see. Do you have the chat room up? Can you see it?
I got it right in front of me.
Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, who she's got one of the top BTR radio shows, just gave you a compliment. I don't know if you see it there. She says,
I do. That's very sweet.
He's great. Sorry, she's going to check it in the archives. Yes, this show will be in archives. So this will be in archives later, so you can listen to this, even if they miss it. And, Jackie, you've got a new CD out, your sixth, with Oglio Snark.
Yeah, it's an Oglio CD. You know, nobody's buying CDs anymore, so to sell something, you got to give them extra added value. So my new CD, Snark, actually has not only just the CD in it, and at the end of the CD, the last track is that that song, you know, the wild song. But there's also a DVD in the package. So you get a CD and a one-hour DVD. And, Nancy, it's the greatest DVD. It's a DVD.
I've seen it. I know.
Stump the Joke Man. But it's from 1988, and the girls from Jersey just are outrageous.
Oh, some of the hairdos?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
But the comedy still plays. So
no,
you're
no,
so infectious.
Still,
and, Jackie, you also have... You're like an entrepreneur. Let's tell the listeners about your entrepreneurships. You have apps. You have the longest-running joke, dial-in joke. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my joke line, I started in 1979. And, in fact, I dialed it just before I called in to make sure it's working. 516-922-WINE, which is 516-922-9463. When we started doing comedy on Long Island, there was no such thing as comedy clubs yet, and me and Richie Minervini started a show at this place called Cinnamon in Huntington on Long Island at the corner of Main Street and Route 110. And I said, how are we going to get people there? So I got a phone line, and the only number they had available were the ones starting with 9, so I got 922-9463, and I put on a dirty joke, and then where we're working, another dirty joke. So if you call now, you hear a dirty joke, and then you hear me say, this weekend I'll be at the Trump Marina at the Shell in Atlantic City, one show, 8 p.m., and then another dirty joke. So, and people have been calling from all over the world.
And what are those last four numbers again, to whine? What are those
516-922-9463.
I just want to post it up in the chat room.
It's fun.
No, it's fun. So, but that you have a joke app. I have it on my iPhone.
Yeah, and you know that's a funny thing. It didn't sell as well. You know, we only sold like maybe 80,000 of them, but it's
only 80.
But it's a fun thing because it's got kid jokes on it, and a lot of people tell me it's great when they're hanging out with a little kid, or they meet a little kid, or a guy goes to date a woman that's got little kids. He can whip out the app and play a little kid's joke, and it's really fun, you know. I mean, it's really clean.
And different categories, too, so it's
yeah,
nice.
But people call me up, how come there's no dirty jokes? How come there's no dirty jokes? Well, you know, like, it can't be, not yet, you know, so what can you do?
No, it doesn't need to, but I wanted you to go more in detail about you have apps, you have gag things, you are a business.
I have a thing called the Joke Master Junior, which is a little blue face that comes on a keychain. You can get it at Pottery Barn Kids. And it's, you know, you press the nose and it tells a kid's joke. And the kids just love them, you know. And those sell like crazy. At one point I had a comedy calculator, and I had a dirty comedy machine and a talking dirty comedy machine. But the company, it kind of went through an upheaval. So a lot of the products aren't available right now, but the Joke Master Junior is really great. And the Gross Master is the same thing with gross jokes, but not dirty jokes, you know, like fart jokes and booger jokes, the things that mothers don't want to believe that their kids love, but that the kids love, you know.
Oh, kids love that stuff. I memorize them for whenever I have kids in the audience. Jackie, there's a question. Who was your biggest comedic influence when growing up?
You know, my mother used to come in to the living room and watch me watch Red Skelton.
Oh, I love Red Skelton.
I used to sit there and laugh so hard at Red Skelton. And a lot of people think the reason I laugh at myself is because from watching Red Skelton. Because he would just get such a kick out of, not out of himself, but I think he just got a kick out of what he was doing and the whole silliness of it. And he was just such a pleasure to watch, you know. And I also loved Red Fox. And when I started, you know, when you become, I've been telling dirty jokes since third grade and I've never forgotten any. And so, you know, when you find out about Red Fox and his albums, I had all the Red Fox albums, you know, everybody else was listening to Bob Newhart and Bill Cosby. And I'm listening to Red Fox, you know, and of course,
Red Fox.
And then Rodney became
that.
My hero. Rodney became my big
hero. Well, you wrote for Rodney for numerous years, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was a dream come true because he was my favorite. I mean, when Rodney came on the Johnny Carson show, there was nothing like it. You know, it was just, he was just the greatest. He was a funny, funny, funny guy.
Yeah, he really could make fun of himself, and you toured with him, and you were all over.
I was working with him. I wasn't on tour. I wasn't performing. All right, somebody just put it in the chat room, Clem Cadiddlehopper.
That's it. I was thinking that. I could come up with Clem, and I couldn't come up with the last name.
Yeah, Red Skelton. San Fernando Red and Clem Cadiddlehopper.
And what was the name of the drunk guy? Was that Clem, too? But he had the drunk guy that would come into a bar?
That was San Fernando Red, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, the big loudmouth, you know. And, of course, I love the Jackie Gleason show and the Honeymooners. I love Steve Allen because he would scream and cackle at himself. And the old Steve Allen show with the men on the street, like Louis Nye and Tom Poston.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And, you know, I was in the Friars Club about a year ago, and all of a sudden I turn around and this old guy gives me a hug. And he says, "I love you, joke man." And I that's what the Friars Club is all about. And I loved it. And I stepped back and I looked and I recognized the guy. And I go, "Bill Dana?" And it was Bill Dana, one of the great guys. He was one of the original.
My name is Jose Jimena. That's Bill Dana.
I said, "You know who I am?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "I can't believe that Jose Jimenez is one of my fans. Do you know that guy wrote one of the top 10 sitcom episodes of all time? He wrote the episode of All in the Family when Sammy Davis Jr. kisses Archie." Bill Dana won all kinds of awards for doing that. He lives in Nashville. He's just a delightful. I love all these old guys. I love them.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely. I got to tell my callers to calm down.
Why? What are they doing?
Oh, they're just calm down. What was your okay, here's a good question. Thank you, Godfather. I'm telling you to calm down, Godfather. Godfather remembers you, by the way, from another North Shore bar.
Which
on Long
North
Island.
Shore bar?
He's which one, Godfather? And then he has another question. He says, "What was your favorite Friars roast?"
You know, there was no favorite. I mean, my favorite Friars Club roast was the first one I went to a million years ago. I forget which one it was, but Freddie Roman. You know, because when you first go, that's when they really, you know. I ran into Freddie Roman at my first gig in the Catskills, and he remembered me because I had given him one of my comedy LPs down in Florida when I met him. And he actually took me to a Friars roast, and then he sponsored me
To
become a member. Oh, the Gold Coast. Oh, Godfather. I love the Gold Coast. I lived at the Gold Coast in the late 60s. There was a great bar. Believe it or not, there was a bar.
Jackie was 12 at the time.
This bar, it was a dollar and a quarter, all the beer and wine that you could drink. If you can possibly, nobody believes that. A dollar and a quarter for all the beer and wine that you could drink. The Gold Coast in Glen Cove. Joe stood at the door and took your money, and you went in the back and just disappeared into an oblivion of alcohol. It was just a wonderful, wonderful place.
I know you do have there's a favorite joke you wrote for the Hugh Hefner roast, but you can tell that one.
The Hugh Hefner roast got postponed because of 9/11, but then they pulled it anyway, and I hadn't been invited to sit on the dais, but so many people were afraid to fly that a lot of the Californian people didn't want to come out, so they asked me to sit on the dais. So on my way into the city, I said, you know what? You know, I got so many ideas, so I wrote down a whole bunch of ideas. So then when I got there, I walked around like a homeless person going, "Hey, jokes, I got jokes." And Gilbert Gottfried said, "Let me see your jokes." So I gave him a bunch of jokes, and Gilbert took four of them and said, "I'll use these." And he used four of them, and one of the jokes that he used was funny but clean enough for television, and
yes,
they actually used
funny.
The joke as the one of the promos for the roast, and it was, "Hugh Hefner is so old that his first condom was made out of bark."
I love that joke.
Which is just so dirty and so cute at the same time.
It is. It is. But it's an innocent kind of fun. That's what makes it so nice about your shows. And even now, when Jackie says he's doing this show at Trump Marina, I don't want people listening to Trump Marina Atlantic City this Saturday, 8 p.m., don't be intimidated because he's saying it's all dirty jokes. When he says dirty jokes, they're in fun. They're pretty darn funny. I'm a mom, and I'm hysterical crying when.
Well,
Jackie,
you know what it is, Nancy. It's
you're
like
infectious.
People are laughing. You know, if people are like, "Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, that's dirty." You know, if somebody's laughing, that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? It's like if it's a little silly or a little gross or a little sexist or a little racist or a little whatever it is. Anybody.
And you do have a couple in there, but Jackie, I have to
say
a comment.
Everybody can tell I'm having fun, and all I want to do is make you laugh. That's all I'm doing.
And Jackie is so loves you, so love you. Could see it in your face. You love the audience, and you love what you're doing. And when you're up there, even if you tell the most disgusting joke in the world, you'll make a comment, but then you'll tell something that you know everybody will like.
Yeah, you know.
And you go back and forth. So you don't do it just to be, there's no meanness, there's no mean-spiritedness, and you're so infectious. I'm laughing and going, I shouldn't be laughing at that. That's wrong.
You know, I didn't start out to be a comedian. I was a musician. I just happened to be a very bad one. And when I spent many, many, many years at parties and bars telling these jokes one-on-one and in small groups of people. So you get, so you know what works and you know what you... The whole idea is to get what you can get away with. Go right up to the line and try and get away with it. I mean, of course, there's always going to be a few people whose line is in a different place. But for the most part, you know, a lot of people say, listen, I'm not a fan of dirty jokes. I'm not a fan of blue humor. But you make me laugh because it's hard to explain, but there's an innocence to it. Because if you could tell that I'm not just trying to shock somebody. I'm trying to not only make them laugh, but give them jokes that they can go home and tell, you know.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. Let me, I'm just going to bump up a short one right now.
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over the curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, can I help you? The stiff says, yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?
You know what? Let me tell you something about jokes. About 30 years ago, a friend of mine went to Florida. This guy, Archie Brzezinski, is a good pal, and he used to go to Florida with his father and some other people every year. And he came home with this joke. Now, am I going to think of the guy's name? Don? I'm going to have to think of the guy's name. But he went to Florida and came back with an album that, you know, a guy told jokes and, you know, he worked in a bar and made an album of his own jokes just like me. And at the end of the show, he sold his album. So my friend Archie bought this guy's album and brought it home and I played it. And it was a bunch of dirty jokes and a bunch of clean jokes. And I had heard, you know, 90% of them, but there were a few in there I hadn't heard. And what made me think of this is one of them was that joke about the coffin that we just heard, which is so funny and so stupid, and people jump up on stage and beat me up for telling such a bad pun. But there were a lot of really filthy jokes on the record. And years later, me and a very dirty ventriloquist named Otto Peterson, Otto and George. So me and Otto and George and another comedian who's known for being dirty did the Morton Downey Show. Remember Morton Downey
Jr.? Yes, Morton Downey Jr. His father was the famous tenor.
Right. Now, this show never aired, but it got to exist somewhere. And what it was a debate between me and Otto and this other dirty young comedian. And the other side was Freddie Roman and this guy I'm going to think of his name, but there was like three Friar-type comedians. And the thing was, why do you guys have to work blue? Why do the young guys have to be dirty? Why do you have to work so blue? But one of the guys on the other side was this guy Don, who I had a copy of his filthy album. And I'm sure he had no idea that anybody 20 or 30 years later had ever known about that. So in the middle of the debate, I go, Don, remember that joke about, you better give him $40 because he pooped in your pants too? And his face went white. Like, I must have been one of the five people in the world that had a copy of his album. And it was just a great, great moment. I wish I could get a copy of that show. I mean, he was a delightful guy. But the bottom line is everybody tells dirty jokes. Jesus.
Yes, and everybody likes a good, fun, dirty joke.
Yeah, Morton Downey, he was a real piece of work, but he was a nice guy. He used to come to see, believe it or not, he came to see my live show about three or four times. And he'd always come and bring a bunch of people and buy him records and, there weren't even CDs yet, you know, but he was a good character.
Great. Godfather must be a Long Island fan. Godfather, get down. He's Godfather's like is a big fan of yours.
Oh, that's
great. Look at now he's got another question. Godfather 55. He must be someone you know. 55. Let's see.
Who's your favorite female comic?
Yes.
I love Lisa Lampanelli, but I've been madly in love with Sarah Silverman forever. She can't.
Oh, I think all the men are.
You know, I don't care if the sound is off. I just think she's so attractive and so sexy, and you know, I met her a couple times. I wish I knew her because I just think she's good.
Have her on your show. Oh. Jackie has a radio show, by the way, every Tuesday at 7 at 101 on Howard 101.
Yeah, if you like dirty jokes, it's Jackie's Joke Hunt every Tuesday from 7 to 8 on. You know, last night we did a show called Listener Lounge, and all we did was a solid hour of listener phone calls. We didn't do any pre-recorded jokes. We didn't tell any jokes. We just took call after call after call, and it was so much fun. Oh, and I got to say, one of my favorite comedians is Jamie Rosen. She's brand new, but she's an old, old pal, and she's just young and beautiful, and you don't expect her to be funny, and she's very funny. In fact, she said she might know you. I want to introduce you to her, Nancy.
Oh, definitely. Well, yeah, I've been around a while, too. I mean, more as a writer than a stand-up. I've been doing stand-up, I guess, since 2000 or something.
But you're a funny person, and that's why it's so flattering when you say that you like my one-man show and stuff.
Yeah, and as a writer, I'm being very honest. I do think your one-man show is going to show people the new Jackie. And for those of you listening, if you can't make a show, go to www.jokeland.com, and you can get his CDs, his DVDs. I love, when I'm on my way to a gig, Jackie, I plop in one of your CDs.
You know, that's very sweet. You know,
laughing on the way to my gig, and I'm like, I show up in a good mood.
That's great. One of the favorite jokes of the people that listen to the Stern Show was Give Rodney a Chance. And if you go to jokeland.com, there's different buttons. There's an audio button and a video button. You know, there's different sections of the website. But if you click where it says audio, it just immediately goes right into the Give Rodney a Chance joke. So if there's any Stern fans listening that like that joke, you know, just go to jokeland.com.
Let me ask you something, Jackie. Your radio show on Howard 101, has anyone ever talked to you about possibly filming it?
You know, they have a hard and fast law at Sirius and on the Stern channels that we can't shoot video in there. And we've been doing
what's going on while you're filming it is so hilarious. You're just all over the place. It's like watching
you know
an atom.
I just put a small snippet on my Facebook last night. It's not the show, but it's me and Ian and Jairish, our producer, and these two, and Jamie Rosen. And this girl, Lada, I just took a little bit of video of us just getting ready to do the show. And that's, you know, a radio studio is very visually stimulating. You know, I would love our show to be on video. And I've been fighting for that for so long because I just, you know, because we laugh and fool around. And it's a very visual thing, you know.
Yes, I know. I was on your show. I saw it. It was great.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it was great fun.
Now, let's tell people, if you don't know and you're a big fan, Godfather, I know you're a big fan because you're shouting out all your chat messages. He's got a new CD out, Snart.
Yes, that's right. You can get that anywhere, you know, Amazon.com, or you can go to Jokeland.com, anywhere. And it's a completely full 80-minute CD of dirty jokes, and it comes with a DVD of an hour of Stump the Joke Man in New Jersey in the late 80s, which is great fun.
Well, that's great. The Atlantic City Room, how many does that seat, the shell at the Trump Marina in Atlantic City?
I'd say 700 people, something like that.
700. So every seat's a good seat then. That sounds like a well-made...
Now, listen, this guy just asked, tell them who you are, because there are some people that called in that... This is Nancy Lombardo, a very, very funny woman who's been around...
They didn't read my bio.
Is it good to say you've been around?
I've been around. Yes, I'm Nancy Lombardo. I'm also a Friar and stand-up comedian. I've also written for film and television, and I've been on a lot of TV shows as well, and too many to name. You know when, Jackie, when you start to clean up and you find your press clippings and you go, when did I do that?
Right. And it's
when
so
was
so
I on the cover of the New York Times? I forgot.
It's so yellow you can't read the date, you know.
I found one of me and Freddie Roman when we were named top up-and-coming comics of 88.
There you go.
So that's who I am, if you're listening. I dated her in high school. I don't think so.
Well, it's possible.
Who is this host? Oh, he's new. He's a new. These are new listeners. I also sent out today to all the remember my Dodge fan. He's got to be a comedian, Godfather 55.
It could be anyone.
He's doing jokes on that. But you know, Jackie, too. I want to get back to the fact that you are you're very talented, and I just want to. I want to do another song. I like this one. So let's.
Like to be happy all the time, but I know that that can't be. So if I could be happy most of the time, that'd be fine with me. That'd be fine with me. La-di-da, la-da-di-da, I hope it comes naturally. La-di-da, cause if it don't, whatever's gonna happen to me. I like to find me a woman, never, never wanted to roam. I like to find me a lady friend, who's loving what I'm bringing home. She's loving what I'm bringing home. Everybody, la-di-da, la-da-di-da, I hope it comes naturally. La-di-da, cause if it don't, whatever's gonna happen to me. Once I had a good friend who only could play in the sun. On a cloudy day, she'd hide away and come back out when the rain was done. She taught me how to love the sunshine. I taught her not to run from the rain. I got burned and she got wet, but it was good to be in love again. So good to be in love again.
See the banana grow.
La-di-da, la-da-di-da, I hope it comes naturally. La-di-da, cause if it don't, whatever's gonna happen to me.
Woo-hoo, Frankie.
Now I'm happy most of the time. It's so nice sitting on top of a mountain. But oh, it was a hell of a climb. You know it was a hell of a climb.
All together now.
La-di-da, la-da-di-da, it's coming naturally. La-di-da, and just in time. And she was made for, she's what I played for. And she was made for me.
La-di-da, la-da-di-da.
Yeah!
La-di-da, la-da-di-da.
Ah, yes, imagine.
La-di-da, la-da-di-da. La-di-da, la-da-di-da.
It's coming naturally. Yes, yes.
La-di-da, la-da-di-da.
That's great, Jackie. It's just, you know, just as an interviewer, as I'm interviewing you, I realize how eclectic you are, and it's a damn shame you don't have your own show. This is a sin. You sing. If anybody should have a variety show, it's you. You're great with people. You interview people.
You know, let's find a fryer with a few bucks and get me going. You know, I think so, too, you know.
It's just when, as I look at this and I see this, that you sing, you could bring back some entertainment to Fox or any of these stations that are off the wall.
I'd like to try it, you know, and if it failed, I'll go away, you know.
Colin had his three shows on NBC. I love what he said about Lorne Michaels. He said, three shows, thanks for the vote of confidence. But I definitely think you're so eclectic, and my guests are out there. They want to know if you're going to the Gong Show. I don't know if he's going. Go to Jackie's show in Atlantic City. Oh,
yeah.
Just get on the bus and go. That's the other thing. If you live in the New York City area and Long Island, Godfather, I know you do because you're saying all the Long Island locations, get on the bus. Go to New York City. Get on the Atlantic City bus. You get some coins. You get some free little food chits. It's an 8 p.m. show at the Trump Marina. It's a couple hours there. You'll have a great time.
You know, I have a great stay. We did a movie called Potluck a long time ago, and it was really great fun. And it was the first actual role I had where I played a bartender named Mercury, and they actually played my song Another Glass of Fool's Gold, played in the background during my scene, so it was really fun. And we won the Atlantic City Film Festival Best Comedy. So we all got in a limo. There was about 8 or 10 of us in a limo, and we went down to Atlantic City, and we were, you know, feasted and fed and celebrated, and it was so wonderful. And I guess the guy completely over went way over his budget, and we all came back from Atlantic City in a Greyhound bus. It was like the classic thing, going to Atlantic City and coming back in a barrel. You know, it was so funny. We went down there feeling like superstars in a limo, and we won awards. And here we are in the bus with our awards. You know, we're sitting in a Greyhound bus with our best comedy awards. Pretty funny.
That's pretty fun, Jack. Yeah, you've won numerous. Jackie, you've been. You know what the thing, my listeners. I know Jackie as a friar and as a friend, and this man will never talk about the things he's done. Other comedians will sit and go, I did this, I did that. Jackie's very quiet.
That's not true. We've been sitting here for an hour, and all I've done is...
No, but yes, but you're being interviewed. You're supposed to. Jackie,
All right, I'll brag right now. I still have my favorite thing. It's a trophy. It's a wooden trophy with a big music on it, big music note on it, and it says, Oyster Bay Talent. Oyster Bay Talent Show, fourth place, the Sonics, and that was my band, and it's my pride and joy. And what nobody knows is there were four groups. There were four groups in the show, and we came in fourth out of four. And my other award is for that movie Potluck. I was in Stu Olson's New York International Film and Video Awards. I won Best Supporting Actor, which was pretty exciting, and he gave me a plaque, and the plaque, I swear to you, it's actually on my website. If you look under the JPEGs, the plaque says Jackie Martling, Beast Supporting Actor.
They spelled
Best with two E's. So I have a plaque that says Beast Supporting Actor. So my entire trophy case is fourth place out of four in 1962 at a talent contest, and Beast Supporting Actor.
Beast Supporting Actor.
We have
a call here now. I'm not sure 646 who this is, but as long as I can see your number, I'll...
Pete, I swear to God, but I did see Will.
Hello? Hello?
I felt like I was in kindergarten with my project.
Yeah, there's a
I don't know. Sounds like another radio show calling in at the same time.
Oh, well.
That one. I can't... let me see if I can find the caller info on that. Nope. All right, well, if I can't find you, you're not getting on. okay, back to the thing. There we go, back up. I don't. By the way, if you're calling in and you're blocking your number, I'm not picking it up. So just you can stop dialing now. Jackie, too. Okay, let's get on to some other things, Jackie. Your books can be found on Amazon.com or at www.jokeland.com.
Yeah, and all six of my CDs are available. And I have a DVD called A Safe Distance from Genius.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
That's got, it's like an hour and a half live show, and plus that has more Stump the Joke Man on it, and it's got six of my songs on it. And it's fun because when you go to the song section, as the songs are playing, pictures roll. You know, so it's all kinds of pictures from, you know, a lot of people you recognize, some you might not, you know, it's fun.
But, the thing is that, Jackie, the most important thing is that you're going to be at the Trump Marina, Trump Marina, Atlantic City. Now, they could even, if they made a day of it, you can go to the beach there, can't you?
Oh, yeah. No, you know, I'm going down Friday night and, you know, walking around and saying, hey, why don't you go to my show? And then, you know, you go to the beach and you go in the pool. You know, I don't gamble and I don't drink, so it's not...
It's the beach and that... Yeah, that they can't believe you did six CDs. And tell them how many books you've written, Jackie.
Well, you know, I had a series of joke books in the early 80s, pinnacle joke books. I had Just Another Dirty Joke Book, Raunchy Riddles, Raunchy Riddles 2, and the only dirty joke book you'll ever need. But in 1998, Simon & Schuster did a major joke book. It was called Jackie Martling's Disgustingly Dirty Joke Book, and that's available in hardcover and in paperback. And that sold like 40,000 hardcover and 40,000 paperback. It was really fun. And you know what's interesting is the last joke on the last page was The Aristocrats. And years later, they made this movie, and like, you know.
Yes, I know Paul. Paul Provenza and I once auditioned for Whose Line Is It Anyway? You know that TV show? We auditioned together for 3 hours with, oh gosh, why is his name going out of my head? From Saturday Night Live.
We have to address this. Well, let's talk about Paul Provenza and Penn Jillette came to my apartment, and they said, we have to put you in this movie, The Aristocrats, because we did a search on the web under Aristocrats, and the only thing came up was your website, and my website came up twice, because a guy who I was pen pals with, the great joke collector of all time, this guy Gershon Legman, it was the last joke on the last page of his second book, of his two-book collection. So in homage to him, I made The Aristocrats the last joke on the last page of my book. So I had both of those versions of the joke on my website. So when they searched on that famous joke, The Aristocrats, they got both of my versions. And they were like, holy mackerel. You know.
Oh, I've got okay. They want me to put your link back up. All right, which I'll put his link. But did you want the one to the hotel as well, listener? If you're listening, just let me know. I'll put Jackie's.
Well, this guy Godfather says, you don't drink, Jackie's a liar.
Oh, and I just put you
in. I have not had a drink since Cinco de Mayo 2001.
Wow, and you lost 50 pounds.
In the last year, I lost 55 pounds. I'm a new man.
You lost a child.
I ride my bike and I swim and I go on the treadmill, and it's like, it's almost too easy, you know.
Yeah, you've just done that. And I know Jackie doesn't drink. I've been with him. He doesn't drink. I've seen him.
I mean, I'm not bragging about that. You know, it's not a big deal. People are like, well, how do you go to dinner and how do you sit with people who are drinking? You don't even think about it. It's just not an issue. People can't believe it's not an issue, but it's not an issue at all.
Did you perform at a nursing home, Jackie?
No, but I'm probably going to be in one soon.
This Godfather, you got to find out who he is because he's just like super fan here. He said they love your T-shirt. Oh, they love the shirt. he must have got one of your shirts.
Yeah, he's saying this is not the old school Jackie.
They're
going
to be surprised, Jackie, because this is the new school Jackie. And everyone listening, when Jackie's show goes to Broadway and you say, I heard it on Nancy's show first that it was going to Broadway, it's going to go eventually. This will be a big show. It should tour. It is such a good show. I think you could do it with backing tracks even, Jackie. I love your setup, the three mics. I think that's brilliant. I kick myself going, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, you people that don't know what happens is I have a microphone and stage front on the left and stage front on the right. And then behind that, I have the trio with another microphone. So I come out and I sing a song with the trio and sing into the singing microphone. Then I move to the joke microphone and tell some jokes, and then I move over to the story microphone. There's no real reason to do that except it delineates the show, and when I start telling stories, they play music that kind of fits the story, and it just makes it fun, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what makes it fun for me, Jackie, is knowing you as a comedian and then seeing you as as a person, because you bring that to your live show. You bring that, your personality, to your live show, and then it's Jackie the person on there. So, and that's what I like most.
Wow.
I like that. You bring you tell something about your childhood, and the man behind the laughter, but you're a little vulnerable. And the fact is, no matter what, you always go back to making comedy fun, making jokes fun. You love the crowd. It just shows when you work. But
well,
really,
it came from the years of being in the bars and at parties and with people.
What's the difference?
It was an organic thing. Telling people jokes and trying to make them laugh is just something I've always done. It wasn't like, hey, I want to be a comedian. What do I got to do to be a comedian? I was a guy that already told jokes. And I never thought being a comedian was any kind of an option. You know, and I when I realized I wasn't going to make any money playing music, I just tried telling my jokes on stage. And I didn't know. If it didn't work, I would have tried something else. But it worked, and it worked. And then I made comedy albums because I had been a musician, and I knew how to make albums. And then Howard got a hold of the albums and called me up. And I admit that I got very lucky, you know.
You do have an angel on your shoulder somewhere because you're still alive. And can I ask you, as a comedian, and in the 80s, I know that everybody was wasted when they were performing. I don't do that, ever have a glass of wine or anything before I perform. I just don't. I see people drinking while they're on stage, and I hate that, too. What's the difference performing?
Well, you know what? I was always a big, big drinker. And when I played music, of course. And then when I started in comedy, I was a big drinker. But luckily, in about 19, you know, when I was with Rodney, he said, no, dude, never drink before a show. Never before a show. You know, afterwards, not before the show. And I realized he knew what he was talking about because you want all your faculties. And in, like, 1985, I stopped drinking on stage. And I started drinking water out of a beer bottle. And I would drink water, and it'd be so funny, because especially when the Stern Show started having me promote Heineken, I would be on stage drinking Heineken. It was funny because I wasn't really crazy about Heineken, but I was drinking water out of a Heineken bottle. And then when I got to Stump the Joke Man, I'd usually have a beer. So the waitress would bring me but I drank light beer. So all of a sudden I'd go from Heineken to light beer, and nobody understood it. But what it was is I was going from water to beer. And once in a while, somebody in the front would go, hey, how come there's no foam in that beer, you know? And luckily, I didn't drink on stage for like 25 years or 15 years, whatever it was, so that when I actually quit drinking, I didn't have to change my act and relearn my act because, you know, I've always worked sober. You know, I'm telling a million jokes, and they're coming a million miles an hour. You know, it looks like you're just fooling around up there, but to be that haphazard and make it look like it's very – you know,
I know. It's a scary. It's like free falling.
Yeah, well, you got to know what you're doing. People think that you're just, you know.
No, you just don't go up. You got to know what you're doing.
You know
what you're
doing. That's
the truth. And Jackie, you know what you're doing. And we're down. Believe it or not, Jackie, we're down to the last 3 minutes of our show. That's how interesting you are. The show went so fast.
Let me ask a few questions. It says, who would you like to work with? I'll tell you, I loved working on the Stern Show, and I told them, in case nobody knows, I told them I would come back if I was asked. I loved working with Howard. We were a great combination. I would love a shot at working with Jimmy Fallon or Jay Leno. I really think I could, you know, bring a lot to the table for 15 years. I wrote a real lot of the things that Howard said that were funny. And also somebody asked, am I a friend of Bill W.? Meaning, am I an AA? No, I know. I just stopped drinking, and
amazing. There's only a 5%. You know, there's only a 5% success rate in AA.
You know, Nancy. It's so weird. In 2001, I left the show, and I realized I got too much free time. So at the same time, I left the show. I moved into a house on the beach by myself. I got separated from my wife and quit drinking. And all of those are very, very heavy on the Richter scale of emotional upheaval, but I did them all at once, and I think I'm better for the whole thing. So, yes, I quit drinking on my own, and I'd love to work with Jay Leno. I'd love to work with Jimmy Fallon. I'd love to work with Howard Stern. In fact, I would love to work with anybody. If you got a job for me, call me up.
Call him. And why don't you Facebook him for Saturday Night Live, everyone?
And,
get Jackie on Saturday Night Live.
Please send me an email, jokeland@aol.com, J-O-K-E-L-A-N-D @AOL.com. Yes, Jackie's Joke Hunt is every week, Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. on Howard 101 on Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
And before we go out, you can see Jackie this Saturday, the 31st. At the Trump Marina in Atlantic City. It's going to be a great show at 8 p.m. Grab a bus, go. www.jokeland.com for any more info. And we're fading out. We're down to our last minute. Anything you want to say, Jackie?
Somebody's saying, what dead comic do you like? I loved Henny Youngman. I love them all. Of course, I loved Richard Pryor. And I love and respect anybody who's ever tried to get on stage and be funny, because nobody respects comedians more than somebody that stood on that stage and tried to do it, because it gets very lonely up there very fast, and it's a fun thing. That's why.
Well, you do it better than anyone I know, Jackie, in our last 42 seconds. So everybody, the Trump Marina in Atlantic City at 8 p.m., the 31st, go see Jackie. Go to his website. The show's ending, but Jackie is not over. He's twice as funny. So the second time around, you can listen to this archive. Jackie, thank you for being a guest today on Comedy Concepts. Jackie Martling, one funny man. I'm going to play you out on a Jackie Martling song. Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jackie.
You think it was all right?
Hey, well, great. Let me hang up.
You know, the more they laugh and clap and sing, the less that I can hear. Another day, another joke, what happened to last year?
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
Well, the road she always called me, the artistic romantic life. Not the home and the family, a few kids, maybe a wife. Well, now normal's just a dream to me, and talent is a curse. The stage, she's the best, but she's the worst.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
I'm on a pull into McDonald's, find a place online, order a million burgers, sit and watch them change signs. New York to Denver, hey, Detroit was in between. Happy maybe half the time and really, really clean.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
Well, now I'm tight with Rodney. Now I'm cutting loose. Now I'm catching on after all those years and all that juice. Well, I ain't saying for sure I'm gonna make it, but now I've got a chance. The lady luck was eluding me, but now I'm in her pants.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
I'm on a pull into a Burger King, the highlight of my day. I'm out ordering my